Rosie on the house, doing everything we can to earn the right to become your best friend. You can let that roll, Mike. That sounds pretty good. Get them all kicked off on a strong Saturday weekend in Arizona. It's our job to inform you, to educate you, and protect you as it relates to investments in and about your house, home, castle, or cabin. One of the things we've talked about for years and years and years is build with masonry for a whole lot of very good reasons, because we want you to enjoy your quality of life of living in Arizona. Rather than spending time maintaining your home, build your home with the right products and then get out there and enjoy Arizona. On the topic of maintenance-free masonry, we've brought in our friends from Oldcastle Superlight. Superlight's been here active in the Valley since the 40s. Been leaders in innovation in the masonry industry. All that time, we're talking about new products in masonry, the Enduramax, the Insultec. But let's talk a little bit about some of the things you see in your masonry finishes that cause people to question, what's that? And I'm talking in particular about that white fuzz that shows up on the surfaces of some masonry. Hey, we're not called the Salt Valley, the Salt River Valley for nothing, right?
Exactly. And that fuzzy stuff on the surface of the masonry is not effervescence like you get from Alka-Seltzer. That's efflorescence. We hear that quite a bit. And it's a natural state with anything. As you say, masonry is made from natural products, natural rock, sand, et cetera, that comes from this area. And what that is what's considered a soluble salt. And the best way to prevent it is when you do build your masonry, is you put some sort of a sealer on it. Or also, we have integral water repellents that we can put in the masonry when we actually make the block. And that what that does is minimizes water penetration, keeps the water away, and then the homeowner is responsible from that point to do things to keep sprinklers from blowing on the wall, et cetera, that, again, create some of those efflorescence issues. And efflorescence is actually, if it's taken care of, it's very easy to take care of. Some of it goes away on its own. A little bit of hot summer sun burns it right off. You might see a little bit of it in the wintertime when it's a little bit moist. You get a little efflorescence, and it warms up, burns off, and goes away.
Yeah, it's a harmless buildup of just the salt that's already in the system. And it's not at any concentration where it could be harmful to anything around you. Like if it's on your garden wall, don't worry about it. It's not going to mess anything up. But you can seal it. And in my experience, and y'all correct me if I'm wrong, in my experience, if you don't parapet your masonry wall, but you actually cap it with a roof, and you put a nice little overhang on it, and you keep your sprinklers off of it, you're going to be efflorescence free. Am I wrong?
You are exactly right. No, that's up. You covered it in a nutshell right there.
I mean, when we lay up our property walls and the rain can actually get right down into the block cells of the wall, we see a lot of efflorescence in those applications.
Yeah, that can happen too. And again, it's, you know, with the efflorescence on most of the masonry I see out there on masonry fences, it's usually self-induced by a sprinkler or something. You know, what little rain events we get typically, again, most of that will burn off. But if you constantly have a sprinkler or something going on the wall, that's when you start seeing more efflorescence. And you can get to the point where you see some degradation, at least at the bottom of the wall, where
surface spalling.
Yes. Yeah, a little bit of surface spalling. I'm sure you have folks calling about that in the past.
We do. We do a lot. And, you know, we're talking, I don't know, when was it? A month ago, we were talking about the Colorado River and what are we going to happen when it goes dry and how are we going to all do our part to amend that. And we've set a commitment amongst the Rosie on the House listeners to all cut our water consumption by 10%. And no better place to cut your water consumption than get the sprinklers off your masonry wall, right?
And on your grass.
Get it back. Get it on the grass where it belongs. Anything else you'd like, guys, like to wrap up? Again, thank you so much for coming in on your Saturdays. Thank Oldcastle Superlight for providing you guys.
Well, we're very happy to be here. We're happy to be a Rosie member. Thank you very much for all you do for the industry and for everybody out there. We really appreciate that.
Well, we appreciate you guys.
Yeah, it's been a pleasure to be here talking with you guys. And masonry is something that we're really passionate about. So whether it's Integra, like we've talked a lot about today, or our Belgard hardscape lines, or our Trenwith line. We've got a showroom at 4150 West Turney on the west side of town, and a website, superlightblock.com. Look us up, get a hold of us, and we'd love to show you our stuff and share a little bit more with you as well.
I don't think anybody ought to even think about doing an outdoor backyard renovation without getting to y'all's showroom on Turney. Yeah, am I exaggerating by saying you have over 40 different products on the display out there, at least?
Yeah.
Installed. It's not just samples mounted on a wall. You have it all installed so they can really get a comprehension of what it's going to look like in their yard.
Between Masonry and Belgard, there's probably closer to 140.
There's got to be. It's a bunch. It's a big, big area. It's a nice outdoor environment. It's a great opportunity to get there. Do we need to make an appointment to get in there and see that?
You know, you can come anytime during normal business hours, but if you really want to get some good assistance, give us a shout ahead of time.
And what number would they call?
602-352-3500.
There you go, folks. Hey, we're signing off for this particular week. You can always find us at rosieonthehouse.com. If you've been educated, entertained, or encouraged in the last 3 or 4 hours, I would only ask you to do one thing.
Build a masonry?
Go out there and pay it forward. Find somebody that needs to be encouraged and encourage them.
What a wonderful world.